And a very good morning to you. It is Friday morning, the 19th of November, 2021. And this is your friend, Angus Buchan, with a thought for the day. If we go to the book of 2 Kings, chapter 20, and I'm just reading a couple of verses, starting in verse 1. In those days, Hezekiah was sick and near death. And then we go on to verse 3. Hezekiah says, "Now, Lord, remember, I pray, how I have walked before you in truth and with a loyal heart and have done what was good in your sight." And then Hezekiah wept bitterly. The Lord heard his prayers, because in verse 5, he says, "I have heard your prayer. I have seen your tears. Surely I will heal you." And he added 15 years to Hezekiah's life. If we conduct our lives according to the principles of God, then we can hold the Lord to his promises. But if we don't, we have nothing to say. The book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 19. "My God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches in heaven by Christ Jesus our Lord." You know, when a farmer makes a plan, I know, I've done it. Die boer maak 'n plan. When the farmer makes a plan, not one of my plans have ever worked out. Why not today bring Jesus into your game plan? Why don't you start doing things God's way, and then you will prosper? Pray with your family every morning. Pray with your staff every day before you start work. Stand up and speak up for God. You know, a few years back, I was invited to speak and to preach the gospel at a very prominent bull sale. That's right. A very successful agricultural family was having their annual bull sale, and they asked me to speak. So the pulpit was the auctioneer's block. That's right. I had a captive audience. Yes. And I spoke from my heart, and I prayed with the people, and they responded, and then they brought the animals in for sale. Beautifully prepared bulls and cows. The prices went through the roof. Not one of the buyers were disappointed. They'd come from all over the country. That family is one of South Africa's most prosperous and successful agricultural enterprises. People say, "Oh, but they were just lucky." No, they weren't just lucky. They are not ashamed to speak up and to acknowledge that Jesus Christ is the Lord of their enterprise. Do it today, just like Hezekiah, and see what God will do for you. God bless you, and have a wonderful day. Goodbye.